Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Deviant Legion, and we're here with Rock to Town Radio a day late. I have to apologize for that, but I went through over 100 clips to pick the 28 that we're going to hear today. And yeah, we've got 28 songs, so we're going to keep going here. What we're doing tonight is girl groups in the 50s and 60s. We're going to start with a group of songs that are by white artists. The reason I'm doing this is to show you a little difference of the stylistic and that sort of thing. So we're going to start with one of the most famous groups from that period. That's the Cordettes. They're best known for Lollipop and Mr. Sandman. But this song is a girl's work, is never done. Only the Cordettes.
Girl's work is never done.
Work is never done. A feminist song bitching about all the things they have to do and the whole mindset of the 50s. That's pretty cool as far as I'm concerned. We're going to go on for the Cordettes, and we're going to focus on two female groups that were basically backup singers to a more famous person. We're going to start with the Iquettes, of course. They backed Ike Turner, and Tina Turner came from this group. And this is before Tina, though. This is from the 50s. This is the Iquettes, and I'm Blue.
Oh,
also known as the Gong Gong Show on Blue, was recorded by the I Cats in 1957. Damn good tune. And you hear the difference with the singer and the call and response there. You'll find that much more with the black women groups than with the white women groups. And I just want to point out some stylistic differences there. Now we're going to move on to the Raelettes. And they, of course, were the backing band for Ray Charles, backing singers. And we're going to do their song, which comes from 1962, One Hurt Deserves Another. Deserves another. You can hear the gospel influence. And of course, Ray Charles was vilified for quite a while for bringing the gospel music style into R&B. But that was his style. And of course, this is his backing singers. And yes, he wrote the tune. So there you go. One Hurt Deserves Another. Now we're going to go to a group called the Dixie Belles. Okay. And now, there was a choral group by the name of the Anita Kerr Singers. Anita Kerr was sort of the female version of Fred Waring back in the 30s and 40s. But as popular music started and R&B and doo-wop, a lot of these singers left or had side projects. And four of the singers from the Anita Kerr Singers, and they were all female, they did SSA music, soprano, soprano, alto, alto, actually SSAA. But four of them decided to become a group called the Dixie Belles. And they had one hit, 1962. And this is Down at Papa Joe's, or just basically known as Papa Joe's. So these are the Dixie Belles, a.k.a. a small group of the Anita Kerr Singers. And that's K-E-R-R, if anyone wants to look it up. All right, so here we go. Down to Papa Joe's by the Dixie Belles. So the next two songs we're going to do, we have to talk about Phil Spector. He's in jail still, I think, or maybe even passed away at this point. He was a major producer, and he produced lots of girl groups in the 60s. And these two that we're going to listen to, both the Blossoms and Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, featured Darlene Love, who then went on to have a solo career. So we're going to start with the Blossoms, and that is Lover Boy. Then we're going to Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, Why Do Lovers? So there we go. So first we're going to do Lover Boy. Here we go. Lover Boy by the Blossoms, lead singer Darlene Love, and we keep with Darlene with Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, Why Do Lovers?
Why do lovers break each other's heart? Oh, tell me, why can't lovers do
So that's Bobby Sox and the Blue Teens, Why Do Lovers Break Each Other's Hearts, of course, featuring Darlene Love. Now, as I'm going through this list, there's a lot of them that I had very little information on. And one of the things I wanted to do was do an answer song. So Gene Chandler came out with Duke of Earl, very famous, Duke of Earl, that one, okay? And I knew that there were a couple of songs, or at least a song called Duchess of Earl. What I didn't know is there are five of them, and they're all different. And so I had to go through all five, and I picked out this one by the Pearlettes, and I have no information on them, but I can tell you that this is late 50s. This was on the Duke label, and that's all I can tell you. This is Duchess of Earl by the Pearlettes.
The Duke of Earl.
That's the Duchess of Earl by the Pearlettes. I'm sorry I don't have any more information on that. So as I go through this list, lots of songs I don't know. And I heard this one, and I went, who the hell is that? This is the Lamp Sisters we're going to be listening to. They were indeed related to Buddy Lamp and were sisters as well. And they were his backing singers on tour. Followed him when Buddy joined Don Ruby's Duke label. So this is another band that was a girl group that was a backup to a singer, to Buddy Lamp. And this is the Lamp Sisters, and this one absolutely rocked like a mofo. This is No Case, No Cure for the Blues by the Lamp Sisters.
Cause there just ain't no cure, ain't no cure for the blues. You go see your doctor, or you feel
That one friggin' rocks, man. That is just a great tune off the Duke label. But you don't know the Duke label. They were a Southern label. They were out of Louisiana, but not New Orleans. And just a great label, man. Check them out. You know, anything on that label. And they're so good. Okay, so we're going to go on with a group that I love. Last year when I visited Memphis before I moved down here, I went to the Stax Museum and I had gotten the retrospective of Stax music on CD, and I ran across this track, and I played this on my show before, and TC was here and just like was wowed by this group. This is Gene and the Darlings. They're not a well-known group, but God damn, they needed to be better known than what they are. Check them out because there's a lot of great tunes they did. They actually did follow up the Soul Man called Soul Sister, but this is a much better tune than that. This is What Will Later On Be Like by Gene and the Darlings off the Stax label. And this dates 67, I think. Yeah, here we go, or 68. Started doing shows with Rachel, he texted me and says, "Who the fuck was that? Good God." And that's exactly my reaction. What a great group. And that, of course, is Gene and the Darlings. Now we're going to go on to a group that's called The Toys. Their best known song is The Lover's Concerto. They started out as the Charlottes, and then Bob Crewe found them and renamed them the Toys. They're a trio. They're from New York City. And this is their follow-up to the Lover's Concerto. This is 1965. This is called Attack. And just a moment, I didn't get it all there. There it is. Hey, Attack by the Toys. That's the Toys. And we're going to move on to another group. This is the Orlons. Okay, and give me a moment here. There we go. This is the Rules of Love. Now, the Orlons were a group from Philadelphia with Rosetta Hightower as the main singer. And they were an all-girl quintet beforehand called Audrey and the Teenettes. And again, they're from Philadelphia, and they provided backup vocals for Dee Dee Sharp's hit Mashed Potato Time and Gravy. Their first national hit was the Wah-Wah Tootsie, and they also recorded a version of the Bobby Rydell hit Cha-Cha-Cha. And so this is 1962. This is the Orlons, and this is the Rules of Love. And there we go.
Down the road.
the Orlons. Great tune. Great tune. So I'm going to do two songs now that I have no idea who these people are, but I ran across them. And the first is the Soul Sisters. Now, this is not the group that recorded on Sue. Okay. This is a live version that I found on YouTube from the Beat Generation, the name of the group, the show. And I think this was done live, and I think it's a either German or Danish show. But this is the Soul Sisters. And when I heard this, I absolutely went ape shit. Okay, because they are covering a James Brown song called Cold Sweat. And these are all female musicians and singers. Okay, so we're going to listen to the Soul Sisters. And this is Cold Sweat. And that's the Soul Sisters from 1968, Cold Sweat. Damn good cover. Damn good cover. So we're going to go, shall we say, the opposite way here. This is a song that I don't have much information on the group. It's the Toy Dolls. This was actually a minor hit in 1961. Not my favorite song on the playlist today, but I thought it was interesting to compare it to what we just listened to. And you will find a lot of differences here. This is Little Tin Soldier by the Toy Dolls. After that one, but it's very interesting, you know, what became popular, what didn't, and what, you know, all this music that was coming out in the 60s and late 50s, early 60s, you know, everyone was trying to basically throw it against the wall and see if it would hit. There's a lot of stuff you don't know, and some of it is like what we just listened to, and some of it is like what we're just about to listen to. So this is the Bracelets. It comes from 1962. This was on the Congress label. All I can tell you is that this was their one single off of Congress, and then they became the original Dixie Belles, and they had another single in 1964 under that title. And this actually is a pretty good tune. This is a dance tune called Waddle Waddle Like a Duck.
Yeah.
And waddle waddle. We're going to keep going with this here. And we got a group called The Ribbons. Okay. They are a girl group who recorded for Marsh Records in 1962. They also recorded for Parkway and a number of others. But this particular one I really, really like. And this is Ain't Gonna Kiss You by The Ribbons. And hello, dogs in the background. There you go, The Ribbons, and Ain't Gonna Kiss You No More. So I thought I'd get a little weird here, okay? And this is a group that I really cannot, I can't wrap my head around them. They're called the Tammies. This tune is called the Egyptian Shumba. They were an American girl group made of sisters Gretchen and Kathy Owens and their friend Linda Jones. And they met Lou Christie. And Lou Christie hit big with his single, The Gypsy Cried, brought the girls to sing backup for him. He also got them a contract to United Artists, and they recorded three singles. But this one, they all failed to chart nationally in 63 and 64. But this is such an odd friggin' tune. It's just weird. This is called The Egyptian Shumba by the Tammies. Hold on, it's going to be a bumpy ride. And, of course, I got to get there. So give me a second. I'm not perfect, you know. Here we go, Egyptian Shumba by the Tammies.
Can it
Egyptian Shumba. I need some relaxing drugs after that, okay? And we're going to move on to Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay, that big hub of music that you've never even considered to be a big hub of music. And we got two girl groups in Cincinnati. Okay, and the first one is Gigi and the Charmaines, also known as the Charmaines. And this is a good little tune. This is I Don't Want to Lose Him by Gigi and the Charmaines. And by the way, it was Irene Vinegar, Dee Watkins, and Gigi Jackson. Okay, and they were the Cincinnati's leading female R&B trio in the early 60s. Notably as a backing unit for many known bands on the King label, including Conway Twitty, James Brown, Hank Shaw Hawkins, Little Willie John, and such. And here we go. This is Gigi and the Charmaines. And this is I Don't Want to Lose Him. So here we go. And just there it is. There it is.
Okay. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I've got a feeling that something's gonna happen to me. I've got a feeling that says my God is gonna set me free.
Chantels, and I Don't Want to Lose Him. So we're going to move on and keep in Cincinnati, Ohio, with a group called Two of Clubs. And just to give you an idea, they were a duo of Linda Parrish and Patti Valentine. Their biggest hit was Walk Tall Like a Man, but we're not going to play that one. We're going to play the B-side to it, So Blue Is Fall. The reason I picked this, because of the production, and it's much different than almost anything we've heard, with maybe the exception of, like a couple of them. But anyway, I would like a Egyptian Shumba. This is So Blue Is Fall by Two of Clubs from Cincinnati, Ohio.
The sun parched grass.
No Blues Fall by Two of Clubs. I like that production of that tune, and I do like it. It's a change of pace for us. So we're going to go with a group called the Chantels. So the Chantels, they were the third African-American girl group to enjoy nationwide success in the United States, preceded by the Teen Queens and the Bobettes. They were established in the early 50s in the Bronx. And then they were in high school in 1957. And they're a little different because their influences were not gospel, but was classical music and Latin hymns. Lead singer Arlene Smith had received classical training and performed at Carnegie Hall at the age of 12. So these were very, very talented. And they were signed in 1957 to End Records, and they did very, very well. And this is a tune that I really like. This is called Swamp Water. This is a little later in their thing. This is when they were with Capitol Records. And this is the Chantels and Swamp Water. And that was Swamp Water. And I hope you enjoyed that one. I like that one. So we're going to move on to the Cookies. Now, we actually heard them before because I mentioned them as the Raelettes. This was before Ray Charles changed them into the Raelettes. And this is a great song from 1957. And... hold on just a moment. And here we go. And that is Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby. And you should know this song. I think you'll know this one. So there you go. Don't say nothing bad about my baby by the Cookies.
Good.
to me, and it's like here get them out.
Nothing bad about my baby. A great little tune. I hope you enjoyed that one. So we're going to keep going here. We've got another group from Philadelphia, not well known, called the Dinells. What I can tell you about them is that their lead singer, who was Brenda McGregor, unfortunately, she went on to join the Bonettes and then tragically died at 25. But little else is known about her or the group. But this is a great little tune. And this is Call on Me by the Dinells.
Call on me, I'm willing to sleep. And oh, I said you're calling me when you need us.
when that's the Dinells, and Call on Me. So we're going to keep going here. We're going to go with a group called the Fascinations. And this is The Girls Out to Get You. Now, this group was founded by, Shirley Lawson and Martha Reeves in 1960. They basically broke up. Martha signed with Motown and then became later Martha and the Vandellas. So now you have Shirley Lawson and Joanne and Bernadine Boswell and Fern Bledsoe. And then they basically got connected with Curtis Mayfield, and they recorded on the Mayfield label, and their biggest hit was Girls Are Out to Get You. So that's what we're going to listen to now, and this is The Fascinations. Get You by the Fascinations. So we're going to move on to 1968. I don't have much information on this band either, on this group, The Glories, but this is a great song called I Stand Accused. It was on the Date label, which again is a Curtis Mayfield label. Though I didn't see his name attached to this particular tune, but this is a good, solid tune. By The Glories, I Stand Accused.
You.
Now, that song is well known. I'm trying to find out who did that originally. I think it was Martha and Vandellas, so don't quote me on that. But now we're going to move on. You'll notice that a lot of these girl groups are from Philadelphia. Well, we've got another one called the Cherries. They were active briefly in the 60s and came around in 61 with Philadelphia singer Little Joe Cook. And it features his two daughters, Delphine and Danelle, his niece, Charlotte Butler, plus their cousin, Dolores Honey Wiley Soul. And also featured Tammy Terrell, who later left the group and went to Motown. They acted as a backup ensemble for basically Bobby Rydell. 1962, Dance Craze called the Popeye shot to popularity. And they recorded this particular tune, which is Pop, Pop, Popeye by the Cherries. Course was the Cherries. So we're going to move on to a group from Newark, New Jersey. This is the Three Playmates. And what we've got here is they were made up of sisters Lucille and Alma Beatty and Gwen Brooks, a.k.a. Diane Brooks. And they actually, this was their one hit. It's off the Savoy label, which was a New York label. This is called Sugar Wooga, and this comes from my birth year, 1958. Sugar Wooga by the Three Playmates.
Well,
Sugar Wooga by the Three Playmates. And here we go. We're going to be going to one of the more famous groups from the 60s. This group, the Dixie Clubs, also formerly known as the Meltones. They are best known for Cap of Love, People Say, and Ico Ico, which I have played many times on this particular show with TC, recorded for Redbird Records in New Orleans. And this is not one of their best known songs, but it's a damn good one. And this is I'm Gonna Get You Yet by the Dixie Cups. I'm going to get you yet, and hope you enjoyed that one. So we got three more songs, and that's it for today. The first one we're going to do is a dance tune called Jerk It. Now, I do not have any information on this group, but I listened to the song. I really liked it. This is the Gypsies. This dates from mid-60s. I'm going to guess 65, 66, and this is Jerk It. sorry about that, but dinner was basically ready, and I said I'd be out in a couple minutes. So here we go. We got two more songs to do. So most of us know the name Patti LaBelle as one of the great soul singers of the 70s and 80s and early 90s. But what we don't know, or what you may not realize, is that she started out in a girl group back in 1965 with Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. And this is their first hit. This is Sold My Heart to the Junkman. Heart to the Junk Man, Patti LaBelle and the Blue Mules. So before we go on to our last talk, I just want to say we have a little bit of information here, what we call housekeeping. And tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Standard Time, we have rescheduled our second particular episode of The Enchanted Kaleidoscope with Vicki Love, authors Hollywood loves, and we'll be talking about one of our favorite authors, Philip K. Dick. And that's tomorrow. On Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Savings Time, 7 p.m. where I am in Central, Joe Black will be back with me as we continue our monthly dive into the films of L.A. Gould with film commentary of the 1975 comedy Whiffs, which, let's just say, interesting choice, Joe. Won't be talking about that on Wednesday. And that's what we have so far. I could tell you next week, which will be on Sunday, I will be doing a deep dive into one of my favorite female artists, my punk goddess. I love her dearly, and that's Nina Hagen, and we're going to do that this coming Sunday. And also, I know that Rachel will be doing a couple of her Punks and Poetesses shows here soon. She's working on that right now. So we're going to end up with a group called the Exciters. I love this tune. This is Do Wah Diddy, which, of course, was written by, Ellie Greenwich. Okay. And they were founded by Lieber and Stoller, who, of course, wrote Hound Dog and so many great tunes. And it's a good little group. There's actually a man in with them, which is Herb Rooney. But they started on United Artists Records, and they finally did this particular tune in 1964. And Dusty Springfield actually heard them while she was in New York. She was going down to Nashville for a country album. She heard them, and that really changed her life because she wanted to go then into R&B and this type of singing. I love this tune. This is a great tune to end up with. This is the Exciters, and this is Do Wah Diddy. Hope you enjoyed this show. I really, really worked hard on this, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Dinner call. So I'm going to have dinner, and I want to wish every one of you good night. Have a good night. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.